We've been following the ripple effects of the Me Too movement across the globe. Just last month, there was a dramatic development in France. It involved an infamous rock singer named Bertrand Cantat. A public outcry forced him to cancel the remainder of his current tour. Here's Adeline Sear with the story.
In the early morning of July 27, 2003, Bertrand Cantat beat his girlfriend so badly she fell into a coma. Actress Marie Trintignant was pronounced dead 5 days later in a Paris clinic. Her death was shocking news in France, especially because both Trintignant and Cantat were beloved celebrities then, at the height of their careers.
Dans un état désespéré depuis dimanche dernier, Marie Trintignant est morte ce matin dans une clinique de Neuilly. Une autopsie est en cours.
Cantat was convicted for the killing. He served 4 years of an 8-year sentence before being released on parole. Determined to make his musical comeback, he did so gradually. But in 2010, there was more trouble. His wife, Christina Radi, killed herself. She too had alleged abuse at his hand. No charges were brought against Cantat, who, in spite of protests along the way, continued to perform. Last year, though, just as the Harvey Weinstein scandal erupted in the U.S., Cantat released his first solo album and landed on the cover of the French music magazine Les Inrecuptibles.
J'ai vu un jour une danseuse abolir le malheur avant d'anéantir la pesanteur. Un flamenco craché à la face du soleil, un peu comme Apollo filant droit vers le ciel.
The cover caused an uproar, including on this TV talk show.
Qu'on ne le voit plus, qu'on ne l'entende plus.
The host thought, like many French people, that Cantat should never be heard from again.
C'est la couverture des Inrock qui a semblé être une provocation.
Laurence Rossignol is a former minister of women's rights and the member of parliament. She says the magazine cover seemed like a provocation.
Moi, je me suis toujours demandé, est-ce que si un artiste était l'auteur d'un crime raciste?
I've often wondered whether in the case of an artist who'd have committed a racist crime instead of a femicide, she says, there would be as many people to quickly plead the cause of his or her right to forgiveness. Some might have wanted to forgive, but crowds heckled Cantat outside many of his concert venues and called him an assassin. Prominent concert halls canceled his performances, and Cantat himself withdrew from summer festivals. But he posted an open letter on his Facebook page apologizing for the magazine cover and pleading for the right to do his job. Even so, French radio journalist Yann Bertrand, who attended Cantat's last concert in Paris, says the singer has not exactly been contrite.
On stage, Bertrand Cantat was arrogant. He criticized the media. He said that "F*** you."
Ah, quel point je vous en m***.
That's what he said. So the fans were really irritated by this attitude.
Raphaël Rémy Leleu says Cantat, like many abusers, is trying to paint himself as the victim. She's the spokesperson for the advocacy group Osez le Féminisme, or Dare Feminism.
La stratégie d'agresseur, comme souvent, a reposé sur une inversion de la culpabilité.
The strategy is to create the image of someone who is repentant and persecuted, she says. It started with the magazine cover a few months ago. It's toxic and clearly indecent. According to the Ministry of the Interior, a woman dies every 3 days in France at the hands of her husband or companion. And Rémy Leleu says it's important to continue to raise awareness about this issue. But some view her group's actions as a kind of censorship. In a recent op-ed this month, prominent criminal attorney Marie Dosé called feminist demonstrators puritanical and compared them to anti-abortion groups who picket outside clinics in the U.S. Dosé says the singer has paid his dues to society and should be allowed to do his job. Raphaël Rémy Leleu agrees only to a point. Of course he has the right to reintegrate, she says, but society is not obligated to offer him the same position he had, especially when this is a position of power and of public exposure. Our society accepts the idea of applauding a man on stage who has killed a woman. There's something disturbing about that. Rémy Leleu and Laurence Rossignol liken Cantat's case to that of film director Roman Polanski. Polanski, who has built a successful career in Europe, is still wanted in the U.S. for statutory rape. a case dating back to 1977. Last fall, a prestigious Paris Cinémathèque honored Polanski with a film retrospective. Rossignol says this kind of reward sends a confusing message. You can go on watching Polanski's movies and listening to Kanta's songs, she says, but we need to stop revering the men. We need to stop separating the violent men from the great artist. They're the same person. Rossignol says as much as she used to love Kanta's songs, she feels queasy listening to them now, a sentiment shared by music reporter Yann Bertrand, who reviewed Kanta's last album.
You can respect the man, the artist. But when I listen to Bertrand Cantat now, and when I see him on stage, it's impossible to separate him from what he did.
Cantat hasn't announced yet whether he intends to perform ever again, and his lawyer didn't respond to an interview request. But his legal troubles may not be over. A new investigation was reopened earlier this month about the circumstances of his wife's suicide. For The World, Adeline Cyr, Paris.